The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Where can you find your love of music? Tune in here at Listen It With Us.
The sounds of Southland right here on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. I'm your host, Tom Awana, and welcome to another show, another episode, another webisode, another broadcast. Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome to the sounds of Southland on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. Am I going to challenge myself? How often can I say Radio Southland 96.4 FM in one show? I don't know. We'll give it a go. Also, I've been watching this dude on YouTube. He's got TikToks. He's got the whole bunch of stuff, and he is talking about. Yes, he is talking about. Soundy stuff like, over in America, they're trying to do things like silent stages. So we'll talk about what is a silent stage a little bit later on. They are also talking about why sound engineers are so grumpy. Yeah, there's a reason for that. We'll probably touch on that a little bit later on too. But for now, let's get into some music. Let's see what I can find. What do you feel like listening to? Well, we've got an array of great Southland music. Yes, we do. And that comes from all of our beautiful Southland people. It could be students that have gone through SIT and sent a whole bunch of tracks in. It could be local bands, much like our favourite ones, like Hudaki. We've got Lockie Hayes and his band, the Chainsaw Massacre. We've got bands like Left or Right. We've got bands like Lilith, who are coming up with some new stuff. There is a whole bunch of bands here in Southland, and I fully recommend that you go check them out if you ever get the chance, because they are a lot of fun. Especially maybe like Christmas in the Park, because there's a few originals that play there. Christmas in the Park. 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away, and who's going to be there? Whoa, the lineup is pretty cool. It's been a while since we've had Rhythmonics play down here in Southland, so let's find a Rhythmonics track just to refresh you on what they are like. They will be playing at the Christmas in the Park, along with many other acts, like Jackie Bristow. She'll be there as well, and quite a few others. So keep an ear out for the date. It is, I believe, the 14th of December, so not far away at all. There's going to be some cool bits. As always, there'll be great food there. There'll be some games for the kids. I believe there's that jolly red fella that'll be running around at some stage as well, with a whole bunch of lollies just to keep things on that more traditional side. And of course, I believe we're doing 360 degrees of sound, much like last year. You know how last year, if you were there, I talked Sav into letting me put four big stacks all the way around the rotunda. In between each of those stacks were my center fills. And from there, we were able to utilize the whole circular round area of the rotunda. So there were food carts around the back, there were food carts around the front. We had a whole bunch of things going on, and there was 360 degrees of sound. Yes, you could walk all the way around and enjoy it. Now, granted, I did make a mistake of not walking over the back soon enough and seeing how loud it was compared to the front of house side. All I had to do was just pull a couple of amps back ever so slightly. And so we're looking forward to doing that for you guys again this year. So get in and check it out. I don't know what the times are yet, but I'm hoping Yes, I'm hoping to let you know about that next week. But get in, look on the old book face, look on the event pages. Great South is a great place to find all the information of what is coming up around Murihiku and all the areas. So, to remind you of a little bit of Rhythmonics, this is Waimumu Watercress Reheated. Now, why did they go with Reheated? Well, they revamped Waimumu Watercress about a year or so ago, and it's pretty awesome. And it's even better when it's live. So, Waimumu Watercress Reheated. Because who doesn't like a little bit of boil-up? I'm Tom Wana. This is The Sounds of Southland on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
Put that pot on, turn the elements on high, reap out to a jam, it's gonna taste so nice. With that sweat coming down these walls, breathe out through this place. And if you're hungry, come to the kitchen and get up and go. Some
got me feeling so fine, yeah. Look all the time,
you can hear this. Imagine people could hear you. At Radio Southland, making radio is easy, and we'd love to have you give it a try. If you're part of a group that needs to tell people about what you're doing, if you have philosophies or a point of view that you'd like to share, or you've just always wanted to share your favourite songs, talk to us, and soon you could be talking to our listeners. Give me a call. I'm Darren Ludlow, station manager at Radio Southland. We're in the White Pages, Google, Facebook, and online at radiosouthland.org.nz. Find your voice with Radio Southland.
Since you left, my heart is broken. And I'm down. On this floor. And the black dog, she's lurking. Can't get up. Anymore, I see your face, in the morning, I hear your laughter. Since your light, when my head hits the pillow, I know something. Just ain't right. Dang black girl, the sorrow and sadness. Dang black girl. Staring at me from every corner. black dog. So hard to breathe. The clock ticking over, life goes on all around me. But I'm stuck in a nightmare that no one else can see. Dying black dog.
Sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM, Ronell Hunter with Dang Black Dog. So, how many of you managed to make it to some of the events over the weekend and last weekend as well? I think Sam Cullen played down here. Horn Ha, they're really good. They are a local covers band. Just missed out on seeing them. They played Friday night in town, and they were really, really good. They're always really, really good. They put on a great show, full of laughs. So if you are looking for a cool covers band to do one of your small events or a big event, get in there and check them out. What else has been happening? Oh, so wedding time is approaching. Yep, that's coming up very, 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 very soon. So what is left to do? Well, the band is sorted. Also, the neat the starting parts are all sorted. Man, it's great knowing people in the industry. So something a little bit special is we've got a bagpiper sorted out to walk the to play the beautiful wahine down the aisle. To one of her favourite songs. So the crew have learnt it and they're ready to perform it. I'll tell you what, these guys from Highland Storm, their bagpipers, just beautiful, beautiful people. In fact, the whole band really is. And in fact, if you get your chance to, if you're around on Waitangi Day and you're around Invercargill, I'm hopefully, still the potential too, there will be something there where you'll be able to get in and check them out. They're a great band and they put on a great show. It is a rock band with bagpipers. Very, very cool stuff. And these are the OG bagpipers, or the sons of the OG bagpipers from Pipeworks and all the other ones that were out there. So pretty, pretty cool stuff. Also, one of my friends is going to play me down the aisle. Now, I've got a favourite song. And, well, it's a favourite song from way back. It's Always With You, Always With Me from Joe Satriani. And I really just enjoy that song quite a bit. And I've always got this really cool memory of my buddy, T. He's, you know, we were sitting there and he taught me the bass line for it because it's only four notes. So I'd play the bass line and he would sit there and just absolutely smash out the guitar solo the whole lot. So he'll loop it and do the music part of it, and then he'll sit over top and just smash out this fantastic just cover of Always With You, Always With Me, Joe Satriani. So I'm pretty excited, looking forward to seeing that one, and got a wee surprise for his wife as well. So that's going to be a great thing. Anyway, earlier I said I've been watching this YouTube thing or TikTok thing or, you know, just one of those Reels things. I don't know, they don't really interest me that much except for this guy who takes people's complaints like, oh, you know, your mix is and this, that, and the mix this and the mix that and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, he was talking about, you know, why sound engineers are so grumpy and what's one of the fastest things to ruin your band's sound. It's making the soundy grumpy. As soon as you've made the soundy grumpy, I mean, it depends on the soundy, but he's not going to give you 100%. He's just going to give you, well, that's the mix done. I'm just going to sit here and play Candy Crush. So what are some of the things that that can hack off your soundy? Well, there are quite a few of them, to be fair. And one of the ones we find that is the most annoying, and it's not really the band, it is the bar owner. The bar owner walking up and going, oh, the band's too loud. And we're just like, okay, well, you take your anger and you go up to the stage and you talk to the band. Because front of house is turned right down, nearly off, and what you're hearing is the sound from the stage. So you take your anger and your frustration about the band being too loud. I mean, you're paying them, so go up and tell them. Yeah. So that is one of the annoying things about, you know, one of the things that can make your soundy grumpy, irritable. Sometimes it is the venue owner going, oh, it's too loud. I know. Some of the other things that could make a grumpy soundy. Well, of course, it is everybody knows how to do the soundy job. Everybody does. Everybody does. In the band, you know, oh, I can't hear enough vocals. Can you turn the vocals up? Oh, I can't hear enough of this. Can you turn that up? Oh, there's too much of that. Can you turn that down? Blah, 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 blah. So everybody in the audience is a soundy. And of course, they can all do your job. So there's one of the things that can make things irritable. Also, can you ask the band how to, if they can play this song? Oh, you're the DJ. Play this song next. I'm like, there's a five-piece band on stage. I don't think there's a DJ. So there's all these things that can frustrate and make a soundy just grr. I mean, most soundies will still try to give you 100% their best, but there does come a point where, I don't know, everybody just wanting what they want is annoying. And so most of the time we can switch ourselves off and just zone in on what we're listening to. Now, let's deep dive into some of those things. So, why can't they hear the vocals? Well, let's say it's a multi-band event. You've got to crash mix every band because there's no sound checks. Or maybe it's one of those, like a fundraising kids concert where there's just a whole bunch of kids that never been up before. So why can't you hear their vocals? Well, some of them just have little lungs and those little lungs don't know how to project yet. So there's things like that. There could be other bits and bobs like, why can't you hear the vocalist? Maybe one of the guitarists wants to turn up their track, their guitars, just to be overpowering. I don't know. There is all these sorts of bits and pieces, but a lot of it has to do with the bands themselves and their stage volume. So why can't you hear the vocalist? Well, the band is way up, and they're very loud on stage. And so when we're thinking of things like gain structure and all those bits and bobs, it can make things quite a bit harder. So there's only so far you can push the gain knob before you start getting feedback. If you've got a loud band, let's say all the drummers are up there smashing it, well, the vocalist is usually standing in front of the drummer, right? And here they are. So what's going on there? Well, the drums are also bleeding through the vocal mic because you've got so much gain on it to try and get the vocalist loud enough. So there are all sorts of things that we are trying to work with as soundies to make things a little bit more possible. So if we think about that just a little bit more, you've got silent stages. What is a silent stage? Well, in the most perfect world, that's pretty awesome. That's where the whole band is on in-ears. The only real acoustic instrument or that you might be hearing would be the drum kit. But most people, you know, a lot of people are going to electric kits now to try and keep their stage volume down to get more gigs at different venues, because venues are wanting to have, I don't know, less people complaining about how loud the pub music is. So there's the quiet stage, the silent stage. That would involve the band being on in-ears, all of them. That would involve an E kit for the drums. That would involve DI pedals with no amps on stage. All that type of stuff, so that all you're having is front of house sound. The funny thing is, I do know a couple of vocalists down here who can, you know, at the pub scene, outpower their PA system volumes just by, you know, they're just loud singers, and they are great to have a microphone in front of because it just makes things so much easier. Anyway, that's enough of me blabbing along for a wee bit. Let's get into another track. What do you feel like? I mean, while you're here listening to radiosouthland.org.nz, somebody's cousin might also be listening to radiosouthland.org.nz. And somebody's cousin, well, they have some pretty good moments. Just like this next track, which is Moments from Somebody's Cousin. I'm Tom Awana. This is The Sounds of Southland on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
Despite all this, I need crazy, what I know for sure. I need you, I need you. I don't mean to doubt you, to pull apart your every word. Despite all this,
we are Radio Southland, but what are we about? Who are we? What do we do? What are our programs? When are they on? And how do you get in touch with us? It's all on our website. Check us out online at radiosouthland.org.nz and all your questions will be answered. Plus, you can find many of our specialist spoken programs available to download or replay at your leisure as podcasts. We're online, radiosouthland.org.nz, and on air as Radio Southland 96.4.
Of life and learn who they are. singing my stories to hearts young and old. And as soon as I settle, I get hungry for the road. When the lights go down, the curtain calls, and I'm alone. I thank God for this life full of wonder. I get to call my own.
The Sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM. I'm Tom Awana. That was Jenny Mitchell with the track Troubadour, which, by the way, is a really well-known song when it comes to Southland and any type of country music awards. It seems to be a song that a lot of duets go into do, a lot of trio groups. There's so many different arrangements. Sorry, I've just... eating food because, well, it is dinner time, right? Well, at this part of the show. Anyway, it's always food time for me. But yeah, Jenny Mitchell. Isn't she doing well at the moment? I know. If you've been following Jenny, she's now in Australia. And she's doing a tour with Casey Chambers. I know. And if you're as old as me, Casey Chambers was cool. So she started out doing the whole country thing, didn't work out, put out a pop song when she got recorded, and then from that pop song, you know, did a few albums, and now she's gone back to that grassroots country that she's always been loving. One of the cool things about Casey Chambers, I'm sure I've mentioned this before, is if you listen to some of her records, they're actually recorded at home. You can hear the kids playing in the background, you can hear the animals. It's very cool. Also, one of the things I liked about that was when I was in Taranaki going to do like one of my first songs with one of the radio stations up there, they do the same thing. Basically, they are a big building in the middle of a paddock where you've got the cows and stuff poking their heads through the windows. And it was so cool. Anyway, yeah, so Jenny Mitchell doing really well, currently on tour with Casey Chambers. And that song she did that was that pop song, very cool that Casey got Jenny to sing part of that as well. And then they trioed it, and it was pretty cool. Anyway, we've got some tracks coming up very soon. Well, why not now? This is Jackie Bristow. Now, Jackie Bristow will be at Christmas in the Park, so get in there and check that out. She's a great performer and just a lot of fun to be around. Very cool when she comes up to do her thing. Anyway, this is from the album Outsider. It's the title track. Outsider, right here on the Sounds of Southland, Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
Mo is on the outside of the in crowd, outsider. I'm never on the inside with a hip crowd, outsider. And I travel this winding road.
I got a wandering soul. You only need a few real friends. I'm always on the outside, all the in crowd out.
If you can hear this, imagine people could hear you. At Radio Southland, making radio is easy, and we'd love to have you give it a try. If you're part of a group that needs to tell people about what you're doing, if you have philosophies or a point of view that you'd like to share, or you've just always wanted to share your favourite songs, talk to us, and soon you could be talking to our listeners. Give me a call. I'm Darren Ludlow, Station Manager at Radio Southland. We're in the White Pages, Google, Facebook, and online at radiosouthland.org.nz. Find your voice with Radio Southland.
It's a simple lie, a simple crime. You fell in love out of nowhere. We were flying high, almost reached the sky. Now I'm driving back to nowhere at all. Days go by, time does fly. We felt young, oh, so free. At home, I can make it on my own. Back home, with lights turned down real low, I'm not alone. My memories and dreams are free to roam. Don't wake me, I'm glad to be at home. Could I be brave? Did I leave the stage, pack my bags and find a place somewhere where the choir sings and the baby screams? Drown my dreams in a bottle of beer at home.
The sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM, battling it out with her sister Jackie. That was Katrina Bristow with the track Home. Hey, did you know that those two have got a little bit of secret something, something going on in the background? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that those two are creating something together, and this is going to be a dream come true for a lot of people because those two are powerhouse vocalists. And to sit there and see them create something together is just going to be amazing. So looking forward to checking that one out when it comes along. There are some cool things to check out around Motuhiku. If you are looking for somewhere to look for a place to find these things, check out Great South. They've got an events and what's coming up style page. They're pretty awesome. So just Google Great South. Another great place that does have some lots of little local events that does let you know about what's coming up, what's going on, is the radiosouthland.org.nz news. You can find that on their website as well, or they do have a podcast of it that you can download. In fact, if you want to find out some interesting stuff, just hit the like and subscribe button, and you know what, you'll get updated every day with what's going on around Motuhiku Southland. And also in the event of an emergency, they are pretty good to have a wee listen to because they keep you updated and well informed, thanks to the team at Radio Southland. Hey, have you ever thought of having your own radio show? Well, maybe you should, because it is a lot of fun and it's simple to do. You can do it with just a USB microphone at home if you really wish to. So all you have to do for that is just contact admin at radiosouthland.org.nz and they'll flick you through emails. You'll have a wee bit of a conversation on how or what or why. You know, all those simple questions, and maybe, just maybe, they'll help you to create your show so that you can have one just like me. And all you got to really do is just have an hour a week where you can sit there and, you know, record what you got to do. Maybe not an hour a week. There's other options there as well. In fact, I was at the mall on the weekend and ran into a good friend, and they were thinking of doing their own show as well. And I can tell you what, it is going to hit the mark on some of the things that we need to discuss here in Motuhiku. Not only when it comes to triggers and things like that, you know, there's going to be discussion around mental health, both women and men's, and particularly I think that getting down to the men's mental health is going to be such a great thing for Motuhiku. So what I've thought I might do is take my time from doing all these other gigs and things like that to narrowing it down to a niche thing and giving some of my time back to this particular group, because I think what they're going to be doing is really good work. So it is all about mental health, as well as, you know, warning people about some of the things that can be going on in the home, where it stems from, and how they can bring it all back together, things like that. So there's some great opportunities there, and really, I think it's a great course. Definitely something to follow if it does have its own show. It'll be great for you to be able to subscribe and download that one. And so how can you do things like that? How can you subscribe and download? Well, one way of doing it is the accessmedia.nz app. On that app, you will be able to do quite a few things. You can select Radio Southland as your favorite station. From there, you can hit the find the show you like, hit that one, subscribe to it, and every week it'll download the latest episode to your device. How cool, right? If this is something different and you want to try something else, then you could always have a go at, Spotify's, the Apple's. There's like 50 billion different podcasting platforms out there. And, one thing I have noticed, there was a lot of places that I could go to listen to Sounds of Southland, and I think because I haven't really done the social media stuff, it's dropped off in a few different places, but it is still out there on all the big ones and quite a few little ones. It's just too many to name, like iVox and, you know, weird ones. But the thing is, those ones, people still listen to them too, but they're mainly for different parts of the world. Anyway, there's lots of ways that you can find podcasts, brought to you by community stations, much like RadioSouthland.org.nz. These little stations that are dotted around the country have some great content. And it's not all just stuff like this. There's a guy up in Hamilton or further up there who does a psychedelic-y type show where he deep dives into different specific genres or albums or things like that, and it is fantastic. There's another guy in the Palmerston Northie type places who does just new music. They're like new music as in like new Kiwi music, which is absolutely great show. There is a show about crib or bridge. Yeah, you know the game? Yeah, bridge. There's a show about that. There is a show for everyone. It's just, can you find it? And it's about taking the time to look for it too. Anyway, I've got one last track for you. Now, this track came to us from Chris Chilton. He was asked to play bass for a few different bits and bobs. And, well, this is one of the bands that he did do some tracks for. It's called Carmen Line, and the track is called In May. I believe that was the title of the album as well. Anyway, I'm Tom Awana. This is The Sounds of Southland on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM, and this is In May from Carmen Line. See you next week!
Filings of freedom remain. It's enough for black and white, starving from the flowering as it goes to seed and sift through the grains. Allow your time to grow.
the time to grow again.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.